It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The California legislature will begin a new session next week in Sacramento. There will be some new faces, including Senator Andreas Borges, who will represent District 8 in Sacramento, which covers the Motherlode. He is a Republican who defeated Democratic challenger Paulina Miranda during the November primary. He will replace longtime Senator Tom Berryhill, a fellow Republican who termed out of office, who represented the Motherlode for the past decade, including a couple of terms in the Assembly and then 8 years the state Senate. And today is our first chance on Motherlode Views to get to know Senator Borges a little bit better as he is joining us in studio. We'll hear about his background and goals as he prepares for his new role in Sacramento. Senator Borges, welcome to Sonora, and thank you for coming in today.
BJ, it's great to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
I know you have a huge district. You know, where does it all cover?
Well, it really is huge. And a lot of folks may not have occasion to know, but it's considered one of the largest districts in California, and it runs from Death Valley to Sacramento. So it covers all or parts of 11 counties.
So a lot of traveling for
you. A lot of traveling. In fact, I'm here right now with my wife and kids in Sonora. So very excited for the opportunity to be here.
And you reside in the Fresno area, correct?
Yep. Fresno area is home for us.
I know you're new to the position. Have you had much time to travel to Tuolumne County?
Well, during the campaign, I came here twice to meet with some folks and to file papers. And this is just a beautiful city. I love Sonora. I mean, the entire county's fantastic. But I'm hoping that this is going to be the first of many opportunities to engage with folks in the community. And I know that this is going to be aired on this weekend. So retroactively, folks, I'd like them to know that we're having a coffee hour today, which would have been Thursday, over at the Tuolumne Chamber of Commerce from 1:30 to 3, just so I can introduce myself to the folks in the area and field questions and get to know the issues that are most important to the community.
You know, since this is the first time we've had you on the show, what is your background and history?
Sure. I'm originally an Arizona native, and I came to Fresno after school to clerk for a federal judge, a nationally regarded expert in water law. And it was there that I was over at Starbucks at a coffee shop and met a local gal, and one thing led to another. And she would become my wife, Anna, and Fresno has been home ever since, and it's been absolutely fantastic for us. I took a job teaching over at the law school in the Fresno area, and then just got very interested in civic affairs, eventually running and serving on the city council in Fresno, and then the board of supervisors at the county level. So that is my background. I've typically worn two hats. One is as an educator and the other is a public servant.
When you were on the Fresno County Board of Supervisors, what were some of the big issues you faced there?
Well, not surprisingly, there's always water. In our neck of the woods, water is always an issue. And then, of course, you had fire management issues that have come up over the last number of years. So that is also a keen issue and one that I think hits home in this area of the district as well. But I think we have so many issues in common. You know, the need for better education, better health care, and making certain that there's a balance between the environmental interests that people feel so passionately about, but also making sure that the human element is looked after so our quality of life is maintained.
When you say better education, better health care, are there things that stand out that could be improved in the state right now?
Absolutely. I think it's important that we create opportunities for enhanced vocational education. You know, I think it's wonderful if folks want to pursue the college and university route, that's wonderful. But also, there are plenty of opportunities to invest in small business, create small business, and that is the backbone in California, are these small and medium-sized businesses. So I think that entrepreneurial spirit is something that we need to foster, especially in the Valley. We've had a bit of over-reliance, I think, on agriculture, but the more significant industries that we have in the Central Valley are in healthcare and in small business and food processing. So I think getting folks educated through the vocational route diversifies our economy, and it helps folks who are talented stay here and flourish.
You know, you mentioned you were active at the city and county level in government. What made you want to decide that you wanted to run for Senate?
You know, having served at the city and the county level, I've really earned an appreciation for the everyday issues. You know, for example, better roads, good social services, enhanced public safety. And I think we've done a fantastic job in pursuing and in improving those things in our community. But I've always had an interest in policy. And I think that was one of the real exciting opportunities about pursuing a Senate seat, is because you have the opportunity as a legislator to do work at the policy level. So that, I think, is one of the main motivations for me.
So looking ahead to the new session in Sacramento, what would you say are kind of the major issues you're going to be focusing on?
Well, I think it's important that that we have a strong Valley coalition. And that includes folks, you know, whether they be Democrat, Independent, or Republican, that we make certain that we have that Valley coalition from Bakersfield to Sacramento, that we harness our resources. And that, I think, is going to be key, that we work together. All the Valley delegates in the Assembly and the Senate work closely together. That, I think, is going to be key. But not surprisingly, there's always going to be water and fire management related issues. And as I mentioned earlier, enhancing healthcare, improving education, and in public safety.
We continue to have the big fires throughout the summer months, especially, and we've had some in the fall as well. You know, what could you say at the state level right now should be the main focus when it comes to trying to reduce these catastrophic fires?
Forest management. And it depends on who you ask is the answer that you'll get. But what I've learned, and I'm still learning in this process, is that there needs to be a balance between maintaining strong environmental interests, but also looking after the human element. So if there are opportunities to thin responsibly, and to make certain that we take the advice of folks who are in the fire protection services. It used to be, it seems, that more of the fire-related concerns typically hit more conservative areas of California, but that is not the case. Now, it has gone into areas where you typically have Democrat representatives. So this is a unique opportunity for Republicans and Democrats to look upon this issue as a bipartisan challenge. And I think that is going to be the next phase of this discussion in Sacramento.
How about tree mortality? That's kind of a related topic.
Absolutely. Fresno County, we have maintained every month the status of emergency when it comes to tree mortality, and making certain that we streamline the environmental limitations on how we can harvest timber and how we thin the forests. And that goes hand in hand with folks in the cattle industry, as well as in the lumber industry. So I think getting everyone on the same page and finding a practical set of solutions to make certain that we reduce the risk of these fires, because it no longer do we have a fire season, as some of the firefighters would say. Now it's all year round. We have fire threats.
Do you think it is starting to really now get the attention across the state, as opposed to more just a regional issue in your past?
Absolutely. And I can hear it in the discussions in Sacramento. I can hear it in the discussions in the coastal areas, where they themselves now are realizing that looking at the environment in only wanting it to be in its pristine natural state is not always the best path forward. There has to be some degree of involvement so that fire breaks are created, that there's thinning, responsible thinning, and the undergrowth is something that is taken care of as well.
Need to take a break. We're talking with the new state senator for District 8, Senator Andreas Borges, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.